One of the hardest things to deal with in a church is when people leave church. It's hard on the pastor family, the church family, even the ministry which the person has left. It's hard on the whole church when people leave church. But why do people leave church? You'll find out today as we take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages on the book of 1 John. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to 1 John chapter 2, beginning with verse number 12, as we take a look in the book.
1 John chapter 2. We're working our way through 1 John, and we are at 1 John chapter 2, verses 12 through 27. But I doubt that I'm going to be able to get all of that off the wagon today. Amen. Look like the Lord is leading me another way. So I may have to break this up into two parts. Amen. Let me just read to you, beginning with verse number 15 through verse number 19, and that'll be enough to get us started for this week and next week. 1 John chapter 2, beginning with verse 15, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Little children, it's the last time. And as ye have heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they was not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifested that they was not all of us. I want to talk with you this morning on the subject why people leave church. Why people leave church. Part one. And we'll do part two next week. Would that be all right? Yeah. High five somebody. You know how we do it here at Bible Way. And tell them, Pastor going to talk about why people leave church. Why people leave church. And I'm going to need your prayers this morning. Why people leave church. One of the hard parts of ministry is seeing people leave church. When I started pastoring 27 years ago, I must admit I was very naive when it came to church membership. I just assumed that church membership was just like a marriage. That when people join the church, they was going to be with you until death do us part. But I've come to find out through 27 years of pastoring that church membership is not that way. Folks can join your church this year, but that don't mean that they're going to be back next year. They can join your church this Sunday and then go cross town and join another church next Sunday. I've saw folks in the church that has been with you 4, 5, 10 years, and then all of a sudden they just start missing church. And you get word through the grapevine that they're not just missing church, they done left the church. Why do people leave church? This is not a new phenomenon that just started in the 2000s. This is something that happened even in St. John's day. Folks was leaving St. John's church. Matter of fact, St. John went through a split. Some folks, some preachers had taken some members from John's church. So leaving church is not a new thing. But why do people leave church? Because leaving church is, you build relationship with people, and it's like going through a divorce sometime. Yes. When people leave church, it's a painful experience. Like I said earlier, that's the hard part of ministry, is when you see various ones leave church. But why do people leave church? I want to give you three things, but I believe I just need to take two off the wagon. Would that be all right this morning? Amen. Amen. I could give you three, but I know I'm going to go over an hour with three, so I'm trying to get it less than an hour. Would that be all right? Yes. Amen. The first reason that we find in the text, now keep in mind, I'm going to give you two today, and I'm going to give you one more next week, but don't think that these are the only three reasons why people leave church. There are over a dozen reasons why folks leave church. But I just want to be true to the text and show you a couple of things right here in the text of why folks leave church. Would that be all right? Yeah. Do everybody see where I'm going? Yeah. Are you going to go with me? I'm going to have to go by myself. Yeah. The first reason that people leave church, according to our text, is because they lack assurance. They lack assurance. Go back up here to verse number 12 through 14. It says, I write unto you little ones, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you fathers, because you have known, somebody say known, him that is from the beginning. I write unto you young men, because you have overcome, somebody say overcome, the wicked one. I write unto you little children, because you have known, somebody say known the Father. I have written unto you fathers, because you have known, say known again, him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you young men, because you are strong, somebody say strong. And the word of God abide in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. what John is trying to do, John is trying to assure those that remain in the church that they are on the right road. He's trying to let them know, number one, who they are and whose they are. He's trying to let them know here that they are indeed saved, they are sanctified, and they're on the right road. Look, he puts the church into three categories here. He first of all deal with the broad category. He said, I write unto you little children. Well, who's the little children? Well, that's really, he's talking about the whole church. Because as you go through the book of 1 John, he always, when he addressed the whole church, he refers to them as little children. Why do John call the whole church little children? Well, because John was the oldest in the church. See, John was pushing 90. See, when somebody is 65 compared to somebody who's 90, that 90-year-old look at the 65-year-old like that's a baby. You're just a little child. You're just a baby. So John says, I write unto you little children. Why are you writing to them, John? He said, because your sins are forgiven. He said, I'm writing to y'all that stayed there because y'all saved. Yeah. John says your sins are forgiven. How many of you know that the problem is with our world, it's a sin problem? Yeah. Jesus came to save us from our sins. And John says, I thank God that y'all have accepted what Jesus had to offer. He was offering forgiveness of sin, and you don't receive the forgiveness of sin. And then he says, I write unto you fathers. Who's the father? That's those that are mature in the faith. Those Christians that been on the battlefield for the Lord. He says, I'm writing to you because you have known him that is from the beginning. Oh, he writes to the father because they know Jesus from the beginning. In other words, they got some history on Jesus Christ. They knew about Jesus' birth. They knew about Jesus' baptism. They knew about Jesus' crucifixion. They knew about Jesus' burial. And they knew about Jesus' resurrection. And they knew that Jesus has ascended and sat on the right hand of God the Father. And he's up there now acting as our advocate as well as our high priest. He's praying for us. Even though he's on high, he's looking low and he's praying. And it's hard to fool somebody who got some history. When you really know the Lord and you know the Lord know you, it's hard for somebody to fool you. That's why he says, I'm writing to your father. But then he says, I'm writing unto you young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. How many of you know, and the young men's here, is the young folks in the church. I like this church. This is a church that's hitting it on all cylinders here. They got some old folks, they got some young folks in the church, and they got some middle-aged folks there in the church. And they're hitting it on all syllables here. Boy, and look, he says, I write unto your young men because you have overcome the wicked one. Listen, particularly young people. In order to stay in the church, you got to do some fighting. When you get up in the morning time, you need to roll up your sleeves, button up your pants, pull them up, and get ready for a fight. You getting ready to fight the devil every day. As a matter of fact,
I wouldn't leave home without knowing my Bible. If I was you. Because the Bible is the Word of God. It's the sword of the Spirit. You ain't no big to beat no devil going out there shooting blanks. You can't take no cap gun out there thinking you're going to beat the devil. You got to have some ammunition if you're going to beat the devil. Listen, the devil ain't playing in these last days. Children today is facing some temptations that I didn't face until I got in my 20s and 30s. You better get ready for the fight. And so we need to applaud our children today. Anytime you see a teenager in the house of the Lord, a 20-year-old, because there are some terrible things that goes on in your 20s. See, the devil want to mess you up in your 20s and in your teens, because if he can mess you up in the teens and the 20s, it'll take 40, 50 years to get your life straightened back out. So John here, he's applaud these people because he know that they've been fighting the devil and they've been overcoming the devil. And so one of the ways that John is keeping the folks there in the church rather than leaving the church, he gives them assurance. Because what the devil will do, the devil will try to mess with you. Just because you're in the church don't mean that you're safe. It means you may be saved, but that don't mean that you're safe. The devil come right in your safe house and drag you out of your safe house. He'll come right in your safe church and snatch you out of your safe church. Just because you saved don't mean you saved. Devil mess with you. He'll try to fool you. Make saved people think they're not saved. That's how it works. I know what I'm talking about. I had a friend 30 years ago. I'd hear Frito-Lay when I was working out there. And I met this man and I started talking to him about the Lord and church. And I asked him, why you don't go to church, man? He said, well, the reason I don't go to church is because God won't save me. Now, that shocked me. I said, God won't save you? What you mean God won't save you? He said, I used to go to this church, but I ran across somebody who was going to another church, and they asked me, do I have the Holy Ghost? And I told them, yeah, I got the Holy Ghost. They said, do you speak in tongues? He said, no, I don't speak in tongues. He said, well, you ain't got no Holy Ghost then. So he left his church, and he went over to their church trying to get the Holy Ghost. But he couldn't get the Holy Ghost over at their church. He never spoke in tongues over there. So he left that church and went to another church, and he got over there, and he still couldn't speak in tongues over there. He started listening to the different evangelists that come to town and said, maybe if I run over there to that evangelist and get in the prayer line. He ran over there to the evangelist, got in the prayer line. The man laid hands on him, but he didn't fall out in the spirit there. He said he stumbled back, but he couldn't fall down. He said, I couldn't get it. I felt them pushing on me, but I wanted the Holy Ghost. He said, I couldn't get it. And he said, I just kept going to church. And then finally, I just gave up. So I don't go to church no more because God just won't give me no Holy Ghost. And I set him down with the Bible. And I said, wait a minute. When Jesus died on the cross, before he died, he turned to the thief on the cross. And the thief just what? Done what? Confessed his sins. And he confessed Jesus as Savior. And Jesus says, today you'll be with me in paradise. I said, but that man never spoke in tongues, did he? I said, when Paul was in jail there, when Paul was in jail and the night that the earthquake came there in Philippi, and that earthquake shook the jail, and the cell doors came all open. And when the jailer saw that, the jailer was getting ready to kill himself with the sword. Paul said, do yourself no harm. We all him. We ain't left. This ain't no jailbreak. And the man fell down on his knees and said, what must I do to be saved? I said, what did Paul tell him? He said, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And thou and your family, if y'all believe this, y'all will be saved. He didn't tell him to go try to speak in no tongues. He told him, just believe in Jesus. And I said, brother, I believe that you already saved. But you don't have no assurance of your salvation. See, if you don't have no assurance of salvation, you'll leave your church and go elsewhere looking for some that you already got. All because you don't have the assurance. That's why it's so important that you come every week to get that assurance that you're on the right road. Because you can be on these jobs and you outnumbered by the world on your job. You start thinking that you must be on the wrong road because everybody else is going that way. But they think you are because you're going this way. But when you get in church, then you find people that think like you. People that's going the same way that you're going. People that listen to the same music that you listen to. They watch the same shows that you watch. They read out of the same book that you read. And then you know that you're on the right road now. Because you've got some assurance. But the second reason that people leave church is because they love the world. They love the world. Look at what John says here. Verse number 15 through 17. John says, love not the world, neither the things that's in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. This is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abides forever. Why do people leave church? It's because they love the world. And this is why John here is warning. He's warning the saints of God at that little church, the ones that stayed. He's warning them to love not the world. Don't you fall in love with the world. Don't even fall in love with the things of this world. Because any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. John said, don't start focusing on the world, because you focus on the world, you're going to start loving.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.